Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's an honor to serve the living God, the true God. He watches out for us. He helps us in every way of life. The Lord thinks of everything. He's good, folks, and He's coming back. Jesus is about to return, and I love it. I'm glad that I'm on His side. I'm glad that He's on my side. The Lord is doing everything possible to get us on board with His program. When people pay attention to what He says and hear Him out and do the thing, the living things, God can do something in our lives. He only builds on a strong foundation. A strong foundation. He can't build on a weak foundation. He loves us. He cares for us. He's going to help us. He'll help us grow. He'll help us do all the things that we need to do. But when our foundation is like His, He can build on it. God is wise. He's not like men that rush into battle before they're prepared. Sometimes people rush out there before they're ready to. And the Lord is wise. He makes things right. Many times people have fallen away from God because their focus was not perfect. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added." And again, He said, "If your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light." If you can be in agreement with living things, with the things that's right, if you can be in agreement with what God is doing, with what is right, then God can build on your life. It's not hard for God. He can give you the anointing you'll need to do whatever you need to do. He can give you His ability at any moment. At any moment. That's what the anointing is. It's a sanction that gives you God's abilities. To perform and finish a specific task. A sanction that gives you God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. And when you can carry it, he can give it to you. Also, he has to make sure you won't falter. If you'll stick with the things of God, if you'll stick with His plan and operate according to His judgment and won't falter. Now, if sometimes it's reasonable that people are afraid that they might change somewhere. Or they may not do something they should, or they may get off track. These were my concerns as I endeavored to follow God. I said, "Lord, what if I miss it? What if I get off track? What if I deviate some kind of way?" And I didn't want to do that. So I prayed that I wouldn't. I prayed that God would help me keep my will behind His will, keep His will forward, my will behind Him. I said, "Lord, help me do all this in Your heart." And I confess that I love His way, I love His will, I love His word, I love His people. That kept me foundational. See, when you, with your mouth, confession is made to salvation. What kind of salvation do you want? That's what you confess. I confess that I love God's will. I put Him first. I do His word. Sometimes we let our will get too strong. My will is to do His will. What is His word saying and giving me to do? When it's like that, when you put His word first, and you act on it primarily, that's your primary action. When the Word of God becomes your primary action, that's when you can go forward. That's when you can do it right. That's when you can bear fruit. When you build with Him, unless you build with him, you scatter. Even when you don't, when it looks, sometimes when people get off track, it looks like they're doing good. And it satisfies their mind. But it's not what God said do. And sometimes they do things in the wrong season. And it causes problems. And it causes people to scatter. Sometimes they have an arrested pride in their life. Pride, if it's in your heart, it's coming out of your mouth. If lust is in your heart, it's coming out of your mouth. Sin cannot be caged. It's coming out. And it will taint your message. It will taint your persuasion, your advice. If you don't kill it, it will kill you and turn you into its slave. That's the danger of sin. Sin is dangerous. Unless you know how to kill it. You have to kill it. You have to learn to love God's word. And hate the unfruitful works of darkness. God is not trying to take something away from you. He just don't want you to be crushed by your sin. And unless you kill it, it'll work against your life. It will hurt you. And it's not necessary for you to be hurt. God loves us. He cares about us. He's going to work with us. He's going to help us. He's going to help us go forward in the things of God. Building on a strong foundation is much easier. It's not hard. People define foundational things differently. If you ask a Methodist person what is a strong foundation, they'll point to their doctrine and their creed. The Baptist, they'll point to their creed. The Pentecostal, they'll talk about the Holy Ghost. And all of them are wrong. The real foundation is every word that proceeds out of God's mouth. The written word and the spoken word. Not part of it, not half of it, not some of it. And pointing to the Holy Ghost is right. But I've seen so many Pentecostals, they talk about the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, and they do that, and they work miracles. But when the Holy Ghost tells them something to do, sometimes they're the last to do it. The Lord tried to warn them, and they do something else. And then they'll say, something told me not to do this. Something told me not to do that. Never learning to pay attention to him. See, the word of God will teach you how to pay attention to him. And how to follow him. How not to be wrong. How to grow properly. When you focus on one part of God's word and ignore the rest of it, it's not foundational. We got to do all of the Word of God. And I've heard people say that it's hard to do all of God's Word. It's actually easy because God's Word work together. And when you don't know it all, if you start doing what you know, you line up. And then as you learn, the Word that you learn after you begin to follow God and desire to follow God and endeavor to follow God. As you do this, you continue to endeavor to follow God. The rest of the word that you learn will assist you in doing the things of God. And you don't have to lag behind. It's easy. It's a much easier way to do. It's an easier way to overcome. My pastor said, when they build a ship on dry docks, once they get it moving, it's easy to sway it the way they want it to go. If you're doing something, it's easy to corral you into what's necessary. And we, at our best efforts, at the highest points of our success, we still know in part. So, what we have to do is endeavor to do all that's in his heart. That's your goal. That's your mission. You're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things will be added to you. Some of the things that's added to you is more knowledge. So you have more foundation, more vision, and more stability. When this is the process of life, this is something that you do, you start doing now, and a million years from now, you do the same thing. You endeavor to do all that's in God's heart. He's going to guide you, coach you. And He knows what you don't know. He'll make the difference by giving you instruction. And when He gives you instruction, just be obedient. Include the obedience into your obedience. You learn faster that way. It's better. There's more joy. There's more knowledge. There's more credibility. There are more miracles. The more stable you are, the more dedicated you are to God's love, the way you love man. The more dedicated you are, the more stable you become. It all works by love. If you're not going to operate by love, by the love of God, and love people like God loves you, it's not going to work, none of it. Faith works by love. Faith works by love. It's time now to go forward, not backwards. Do the things of God, the living things. Forget about all the creeds and doctrines that men come up with. And I know that they start off based on scripture and based on facts. The problem is with most church doctrines that I've read, you know, I went to a Baptist church, I read the doctrine on the way, it's perfect. But the part when they say that healing went away with the apostles, when, you know, they teach the word in a limited way. Now, people are growing and they're getting into the power of God. The members are realizing that they can operate in the word. Denominational churches are finding out that they can operate in the supernatural, just like Pentecostals. But the leadership is still dealing with the doctrines of old, that all those things went out with the apostles. And mainstream churches are still teaching like healing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, the gifts of the Spirit, all went out with the apostles. And they stay in their circles. And they don't get out there and see the mighty move of God. And some of them bump into it. They have friends that are Pentecostals, and their children get married to somebody in the Pentecostal church, and they go to Pentecostal weddings, and they see Pentecostal things. And they go right back to that doctrine. When you know better, you're required to do better. Trying to stay in somebody's confines is not of God. It never was, and it never will be. Now, I was raised in a Methodist church. Methodist people need healing. And my dad would pray for people, and sometimes they get healed. When my dad became a diabetic, me and my mom, she prayed for him, and he did fine. He fell out during a revival. We had to bring him back to Birmingham, and then he came to in Birmingham. We all need the things of God. That's why God gave it. He's not going to take away something we need. We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, we need it more than Paul needed it. Paul laid the foundation. When the apostles died out, people were too busy trying to be promoted, and they didn't catch on to the things that the apostles were saying. And religious people were the ones persecuting them. Behind the persecution, stirring up the Gentiles against the people of God, they didn't understand their love and dedication. The world just can't understand your love and dedication. And God put enmity between His people and Satan's people. He don't want any confusion. That's why if you love God and you're married to somebody that don't, it's not going to work right. Because there's a hatred, an enmity. If you love God and somebody love the world, there is an enmity. And you have and it's gonna be there. That's just the way it is. The enemy knew that if he could get people to reduce and not completely do what God wanted them to do, if he could deal with them in a reducted state, if they're not operating in the power of God anymore, working miracles anymore, then the flame goes down and the people won't be as hard to deal with. The 12 apostles gave Satan fits. They dealt him blows that he couldn't recover from. They showed people that God is with us. And they worked miracles in broad daylight, not just in the four walls of the church. Many miracles are happening where people believe him. Not just Pentecostal churches. Wherever people believe God, that's where God is moving and working and doing the wonderful works. But what has to happen is people have to go back to what God is doing. Take him at his word. Who will take God at his word and leave alone the unfruitful works of darkness? Who will give God their heart and not hold back? Who will utter the truth and not a lie? Foundation. Don't run at somebody else's pace. Run at your pace. God loves you more than what you can do for him. If he give a person too much fame and fortune before they're properly ready for it, it can destroy them. And he don't want you destroyed just to save other people. It's everybody's responsibility to learn and to learn God's word and do it. Even if nobody tell them, they can read nature and nature and the things that God made suggest that God is a loving God. And they need to be following him. They need to start getting on board with God. It's not God's fault when we don't. And he want to get you ready and prepared to go out and do things. Now, as you're preparing, the people that are around you, they see what you do. Ministry is already in you. It's already forming. So you're already doing the things of God. From the time you first got saved, you already started a new standard. Now, you may not do what others do, but you're on your way. And you have to be taken at you have to receive God's word and understand it so you can operate in it. It's not hard. It's a wonderful thing. Follow him. Do his will. Do his word. Speak his word. Understand his word. And go forward. Enjoy life. When you enjoy life, you take others with you. And when you do, it works. When we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the Lord will guide us into all truth. He will protect us from our strong will. He will help us have the best motives. And when you have the love of God burning in your heart, that's all you want. You don't want the foolish things. And you're rejoiced to do right. You want to do right. You see yourself doing better and better. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.